We are learning Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Te Zayin on a base. Zok the Mishnah. Benois Tzav Slavcha Notlu Gimel Chalakim. As a little akdama, there's the Psukim in Parashas Pinchas, which teaches us that Benois Slavchad, who were the children of the daughters of Slavchad, who Slavchad was the son of Chefer, they came to Moshe and they said, "We want a chelik in Eretz Yisrael." And Hashem said, "You are right." And because of that, we zeichet the whole parasha of Yerusha that was nischadish ayidei the question that the Benois Slavchad, the daughter of Slavchad, asked. And it says in our Mishnah, the Benois Slavchad ended up getting three portions in Eretz Yisrael. First of all, let's read the Mishnah inside. Benois Slavchad notlu shloisha chalokim benachla. First of all, they got chelik avihim. They got their father's chelik. Shahoya im Yotzei Mitzrayim, because he was one of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Like we see in the Gemara, this man Yama holds that Eretz Yisrael was split up, was given out, and split up to the people who left Mitzrayim 20 and up. So Tzlafchad was 20 years old when we left Mitzrayim. And they also got V'chelkoi im Echav Nichsei Chefer. Chefer also left Mitzrayim, obviously over 20, which is Chefer was Tzlafchad's father. And he also got a chelik, and they split up Chefer's chelik between the children of Chefer. And one of the children was Slavchad. So Slavchad also had rights to a chelik in Chefer, his father's Yerusha. And v'shoyeh b'char, not those shnei chelakim, because Slavchad was a b'char, he got two chelakim. So therefore, there were three chelakim total to v'noy Slavchad. First of all, the chelik of their father, who was Yotzei Mitzrayim, and then they split up the chalakim of Chefer into, let's say he had seven children. They split it up into eight chalakim, and two of the chalakim went to Tzlafchad because he was the Bechar. So they got two chalakim in Nichsei Chefer and one chalak for Tzlafchad, altogether three chalakim in Eretz Yisrael. We'll see later on the Gemara in a few lat that they really got four chalakim. We'll see, because one of the brothers actually died. One of the Bnei Chefer died, so there's also a split up between the brothers, his Yerusha. But if you want to ask me a question, why was there Pishnayim in this Bechayra, Lechayra? It's Royu. Royu means that when Chefer died, he didn't have that Chelek yet, so how did and Chefer died in the Midbar before he got there to Israel, so how do you split up the Bechar getting double? Bechar doesn't get double in Royu, something that the father never got in his lifetime. So that, the Rashbam answer is that Eretz Yisrael mechuzekes hi liyotzei Mitzrayim. It brings up the Gemara. The Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael was considered muchzik to the Yotzei Mitzrayim. It was not considered royu. So the bottom line is, the Mishnah teaches us that there were three chalakim v'nachla. So zok the Gemara on top of Kofi Zayin Amnalav. Tanan, our Mishnah is command yomel Yotzei Mitzrayim nischalka. It's like the command yomel holds Yotzei Mitzrayim, that the Eretz Yisrael was split up to the Yotzei Mitzrayim. And we'll see, there's three Mandi Omrim, and two of the Mandi Omrim hold that there was Chaluka Kafi, the Yotzei Mitzrayim. And our Mishnah is like that Mandi Omrim holds Yotzei Mitzrayim Mischalka Arts. The Tanya, not about Rabbi Zabraisa about this in Tanya, the Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua Emer, the Yotzei Mitzrayim Mischalka Arts. Eretz Yisrael was split up. When you want to know each Chelek, to which family got each Chelek, to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, even though they weren't alive anymore. But the way it worked is that whoever left Mitzrayim 20, he was zeichet to Chelek, and his offspring, his children, his family was zeichet to that Chelek. How do we know that? Shneimer, it says in the Pasuk, L'shmois matois avoysom yichalu. The Pasuk says that ach begoyrol yicholik es ha'aretz, l'shmois matois avoysom yichalu. And we'll see in the Gemara on Beis that we know l'shmois matois avoysom is referring to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and you see that they're the ones who are Yerush the land. And that's how we know that it's Mechulak Liyotzei Mitzrayim. So Lamai and Mekayim, what do we do with the Pasuk that says before that, La'ela techolak aretz benachla, b'mispah shem. It says La'ela, that these people who are going into Eretz Yisrael now, will mechalak the aretz. So the Gemara doesn't mean that you split it up to the people who are going into Eretz Yisrael now. It just means La'ela, to draw to La'ela ka'ela. The Yotzei Mitzrayim had to be like the people now going into Eretz Yisrael, that they had a minion, they counted those people. And when they counted Klal Yisrael, when they're going into Eretz Yisrael, they count them with 20 and up. So just like when you counted them, La'ela, when you counted them, they were 20 and up. When we count the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and we say they get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, it's dafka the ones who are 20 and up. L'hoitzi es atfalim, it's coming to exclude the children, the people who are less than 20 when they left Mitzrayim, that they don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. That's a shita of Rav Yeshua. So basically, Rav Yeshua says that, for example, if you have Reuven and Shimon left Mitzrayim, Reuven had 10 children, and Reuven died in the Midbar, and Shimon had one child, and Shimon died in the Midbar. When they got there to Israel, so they only got two chalakim. Reuven, who had 10 children, got one chalak, and Shimon, who had one child, got one chalak. That equal chalakim. Why? Because it went with the Yetz Mitzrayim. The Yetz Mitzrayim was just Reuven and Shimon, and therefore they each got one chalak, not 10 and 1. It was 1 and 1 because they each were just, went, the chalukah went with the Yetz Mitzrayim. That's a shita of Rabbi Yeshua. And learns that from the Pasuk, Shmei Smatas Avayis Michalu. I had a Pasuk that had the chalak arts. That teaching has to be 20 and up. Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm a no. The Bay Arts is Chalka Arts. It was split up to the Bay Arts. It means that Reuven's family had 10, they had 10 Chalakim. Shimon had one Chalak, but we're not finished. Shinema Leilat Chalak Arts, Benachla. Could send the Pasuk, Leilat Chalak Arts. Elo, you're going to ask me, what do you do with the Pasuk, Mani Mikayim, with the Pasuk, Shmei Zmat Zavaisam Michal? What do you do with that Pasuk that says that the Yitz Mitzrayim is Chalak Arts, Shmei Zmat Zavaisam? Lachari just said that it's the Bay Arts, and Shmei Zmat Zavaisam, we know, means the Yitz Mitzrayim. Teaches us Mashuna Nachla Zum called Nachla Shvaylam. This Nachla was different than a regular Nachla. It's called Nachla Shvaylam Chaim Yerushas Mesim. The people who are alive are Yerush the Mesim. The Khan Mesim Yerush Chaim. Here the Mesim are Yerush the Chaim. The people who are the Mesim are Yerush. The people who are alive. The Mesim, the Yotzim Mitzrayim, they were Yerush the Chaim. And the Gemara brings a Moshul. Amar Rabbi Emshachol Moshul. Ma Davdei. Mashne Achim Kahanim Shoyu Biachas. Two Kahanim. This has nothing to do with Yerusha. This has to do with Truma. Two brothers who were in one city. Le'echad yeshtam ben echad. One has one son. Le'echad yeshtam shnei banam. One has two sons. V'holko, they sent the sons le'gairin to get truma, pick up truma. Zesh yeshtam ben echad neitah chalakim. It's one chalak. And the one who has two, zesh yeshtam shnei banam, neitah shnei chalakim, takes two chalakim. He takes two chalakim of truma, because there's two people collecting truma. And they split the three b'shava equally. Why they do that? Because like the Rashbam speaks out, the last Rashbam on the page, v'histu meneim lachlik kolat trumois and asana shanam v'shava. They may not split it. Same thing over here. Reuven had, so what's the case there with truma? Should make a clear if you didn't get it. That there's one person, one kohen has one son, and the other one has two sons. The two sons get two chalakim of one son, they bring it back home, three chalakim total. They split up one half each. That was the made up. So here also, Reuven had 10 kids, and Shimon had one kid, so it's 11 chalakim. They go back to the father, the father's Yerusha from them, and then they split it. Reuven and Shimon split it, 5.5 each. And that's how it comes up here of Yenison. They'll each get 5.5 chalakim. 5.5 chalakim. Freik the Taisvis, B'Shem the Riva, it's not a good dimyan. The case of the story of the Shnei Achim, there they made up to split it. Here they never made up to split it. It should be that you give it back to Reuven. He has 11. He has one. Well, what's the purpose of splitting it over here? That's what he asks. So he answers here. The pasuk saying goes back to Reuven and Shimon as Yerusha. What's in the gay? It goes back to them. Same 11. Same 10 chalakim to Reuven and one chalak to Shimon. So what was the point that it went back to the father? It must be. That they're splitting it. That's what he says. It must be that they're splitting it, and they split it each in half. Each one gets 5.5. That's what he says. Each one gets 5.5 chalakim. He has another kash. He says, what's an afkamina between two man and the Amram if it goes back to the father? So he says, an afkamina would be, Zoktaisvis, if Reuven doesn't have a brother. So if Reuven doesn't have a brother, so then he would get 10 chalakim, and he doesn't split with anyone. Mashenkin, for the first man, the Amram gets one chalak. There could be another afkamina also, even to have brothers, maybe it's 5.5. But that's Ayin Mashah that discusses that shiloh. So that's the first two shitas. You have shita of Rabbi Yonason, and you have shita of Rabbi Yeshua. You have a third shita. Rav Shimba Elazar Eimer, Rav Shimba Elazar says, la'elu neschalka aretz. That now, they're both are true. Both are true. The Yoytzim Mitzrayim, Otapa Mabez, they're both, the Yoytzim Mitzrayim and the Baya Aretz, both got a chelik. He holds Kedil Kayim, Shnei Mikroi Salolu, so, yeah, I want to be kind of both pshukim. And they also want to be kind of pasuk of the chalak aretz. Therefore, they each got a chalak. Well, okay, so what's the case? If the fellow was miyotz mitzrayim, the chalak miyotz mitzrayim. For example, so the Rashbam gives the example: a person who was 20 years old when he left Mitzrayim, he had children in Midbar, and he died before he went there to Israel. So his children, who were less than 20 when they got into Eretz Yisrael, also still less than 20, they will get the chelik of the father that was Yotzei Mitzrayim. That's a case where you get only Yotzei Mitzrayim. And Mahoya Bayaretz, if there was someone who was 20 when he got to Eretz Yisrael, but his father was not 20 when he left Mitzrayim, no, the chelik in Bayaretz, he gets chelik in Bayaretz. Mekan, if his father was 21 after Yisrael and he died in the Midbar. And then this fellow going into Mitzrayim was over 20. He gets both chalakim. No, the chalakim of Kamakan. He gets two chalakim. It's possible to get two chalakim. He gets his father's chalak, who's Yitz Mitzrayim. He gets his own chalak, because he went there at Yisrael. Or he gets only one chalak. He gets only the chalak of his father, Yitz Mitzrayim. Or if his father was less than 20 when he left Mitzrayim, like that's the case where he left Mitzrayim, he was less than 20, or he died in Mitzrayim, so then you only get a chelik because you went into Eretz Yisrael if you're over 20, and nota you'll be neitel chelikai in Baya Aret. So we have three different choices, but the point of Rabbi Yonatan Blaz is that what the Shimon Elazar, sorry, the point of Shimon Elazar is that both the Baya Aret and the Yoitz Mitzrayim got a chelik in the Yerusha. And the response sticks out. That's why when the Gemara starts off, Mastisim is like the Mandem Yoitz Mitzrayim could be either Rab Yoshua or Rab Shim ben Elazar, because both of them hold Yoitz Mitzrayim. So the Brisa Vayta, the Meraglim who said Lashon Hara Be'eretz Yisrael, they lost their chelik and they didn't get a chelik at all. Yeshua v'kalev not tochalkam. Yeshua v'kalev took their chelik they were supposed to get. Misloinim adas kairach. The Misloinim, which we'll see later on in the Gemara, who the Misloinim were exactly, Va'adas Karech, Lo Yehoyal and Chelik Varz, they didn't get Chelik at all. And their Chelik was spread out to the rest of the Shvatim, because they didn't take a Chelik at all. Again, the Gemara will elaborate on that later on. Habonim Notlu B'Shchus Aviyam, B'Shchus Aviyam Oysam. Now these Chaitoim, these ones who did Averis, their children took B'Shchus, the grandfather, through the father's side, or the grandfather through the mother's side. That's how they got the chelek, and that's how they got a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, because they were the shalav. This stems to the mandim of Yoytz Mitzrayim or Baya Aretz. The Gemara and Afkuf Fites will discuss it. If which mandim is going according to, but he says those descendants of the Misloinenin and the Meraglim did get a chelek somehow or another, but not b'schus their parents, but b'schus their grandparents. How exactly that happened? So if you learn Yoytz Mitzrayim, it's possible because their grandparents were Yoytz Mitzrayim. Their grandfathers were Yoytz Mitzrayim. If you'll buy Aretz, you have to see the Gemara later on, if it could stim like that Mandiyama. Now the Gemara has an independent question. We have before that Shmois Matois Avoysam is referring to who? It's referring to the Yoytz Mitzrayim. How do you know? My Mashba, the Hash Shmois Matois Avoysam Yoytz Mitzrayim Ksiv. Who said? Maybe it's going to the Shvatim, the Yud Beis Shvatim. It says, Le'el Tchalik Aretz, and the Shmois Matois Avoysam means the Shvatim. The 12 Shvatim, 12 Dim Chalakim. Who said it means the Bayim Mitzrayim? Because of that, you have a whole Shekel Torah here. Two Mandim, a whole the Yoytz Mitzrayim, Taka, got the Chalak. Who said? Sadhu Gemara said, I'll tell you why. The Chsiv, it says, V'nasati Oysol Lechem Yirosh Ani Hashem, which is talking to the Yidin who were going out of Mitzrayim, and says, Hashem tells them, I'm going to give you a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Yerusha Yilechem Ma'avayseichem, Ul Yoytz Mitzrayim Kamalhu. He's saying, this is Yerusha to you, and I'm talking to Yoytz Mitzrayim, and it says that they're going to get a Yerusha. It's talking about Eretz Yisrael, that Moshe was talking to the Klal Yisrael, was Meshuvah to Mitzrayim, and this part says Hashem will give them to the Yoytz Mitzrayim the land. And therefore, it must be that Shmois Matos Avayim Yichalu was referring to the Yoytz Mitzrayim and not to the Yor Beis Shvatim. And it's Machlaikas, what it means, the Yoytz Mitzrayim. Either means that they actually have the Chalik, or it'll go back to them after the kids are figured out, and it goes back to the father like Rav Yonason.